Blog Talk Radio.
Radio People Show. My name is Yama Supa Reed. You're about to learn something, a very significant lesson in the chapter we're about to study. That is, that when you're doing something good, there are people persistent in their efforts to destroy your good work and you too. In the sixth chapter of Nehemiah, we're about to find that out. So what am I getting at? Just because you're doing something good doesn't mean that someone else who doesn't have your best interest or the interest of what you're doing is going to stop being at you. It's going to be a constant, a persistent attack to try to destroy your goodness and you. It's true. You're listening to the Real Talk for Real People show. Turn your books and our studies together, shall we? May the Most High bless you by the reading and studying of His words, which is crucial for your survival. I'm going to give you a few seconds to get there. Okay, you got it? Okay. Now it happened when Sanballat and Tobiah and Geshem, the Arab, and the rest of our enemies heard that I had rebuilt the wall and that there was no breaks in the wall left in it, though at that time I had not hung the doors in the gates. That Sanballat and Geshem sent a letter to me saying, "Come, let us meet together among the villages in the plain of Ono." But they thought to do me harm. So I sent messages to them saying, "I'm doing a great work, so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease while I leave it and go down to you?" But they sent me the message four times. They were persistent. And I answered them in the same manner. I didn't change up. Jen Sanballat sent his servant to me as before, the fifth time, with an open letter in his hand, and it was written. It was reported among the nations. And Geshem says that you and the Yehudites plan to rebel. Therefore, according to these rumors, you are rebuilding the wall that you may be their king. Tried to put him on Front Street, just like I see often on Facebook. And in life. But you have also appointed prophets to proclaim concerning you at Jerusalem, said that there is a king in Yehuda. Now these matters will be reported to the king. We're going to tell on you what you're doing to. Now we're going to make up a lie. We're going to tell you about that lie. And we're going to tell you, we're going to tell on you about that lie. So come therefore, come on down here. Let us consult you. Let us work it on out, brother. Come on down here. You know, we know it's a tale. Then I said to him, saying, "No such things as you say are being done. But you invest them in your own heart. You invent them in your heart. You made this up in your own mind. For they were trying to make us afraid, saying, to stop us from doing what we were doing. Their hands will be weakened. They had interior motives. Their hands will be weakened in the work. And it would not be done because they're going to be scared. They will tell a lie, make up a lie, and then we're going to snitch on them about this lie. And they're going to get scared. Now, therefore, O Elohim," and he, you know what I like about this fella. And some of you ought to try to invest this in your own lives when it comes to any situation. What did he do? After they told him what they were going to do, he humbled himself before the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And he said, "Now therefore, O Elohim Yah, strengthen my hands I came to the house of Shemaiah, the son of Deliah, the son of Mehetabel, who was a secret informer. He was telling everything he could on me. And he said, he tried to push the matter. He tried to get me to meet with him because he was a secret undercover. A whole lot of brothers and sisters undercover something. But he tried to get me to meet with him. He said, let us meet together in the house of the Elohim within the temple. Let us close the doors of the temple so can't nobody see what's going on. So basically, they kill you. And can't nobody see it. For they are coming to kill you. Indeed, at night. They will come to kill you. Because he was telling anyway. And I said, so such a man as I flee, I have prominence. I've been seen by the king of Babylon. Shall I run like a scary running dog? I ain't did nothing wrong. And who is there such as I would go into the temple to say, well, I'm a hide for in the temple. It was a setup. I would not go in. I ain't going to hide. I ain't scared. I ain't never scared. Then I perceived that the Elohim had not sent him at all. I perceived this spy, this informer, this brother, this undercover brother, the Most High let me know that this guy, he was an informer, and that the Elohim had not sent him at all, but that he pronounced this prophecy against me because Tobiah and Sadblock had hired him. There's a lot of brothers and sisters who hired against you now. Don't get it twisted. It's because they said they Israel. Don't get it twisted. For that reason, he was hired that I should be afraid and act away in sin so that they might have a cause for an evil report, that they might reproach me. They wanted to set me up so I could have an evil report. I sin running in that temple. I know I ain't supposed to go up in that temple. Not like that. My Elohim, and here's what he said. My Elohim, yeah. Remember Tobiah and Sablah. According to these words, in the prophecies, Noadiah, and the rest of the prophets. The prophet is a woman who would have made me afraid. There'd be some women too in on the fix. Don't think just go, they all looking all pretty and whatnot. Now, I ain't knocking sisters, some sisters. They already had conspired against him. But he remained firm with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So the wall was finished on the 25th day of Elul in 52 days. And it happened when all our enemies heard of it, all the nations around us saw these things, that they were very disheartened in their own eyes, for they perceived that this work was done by Elohim, Yah. Also, in those days, the nobles of Yehuda sent many letters to Tobiah, and the letters of Tobiah came to them. For many in Yehuda were pledged to him. Because he was the son-in-law of Shemaiah, the son of Arad, and his son, Jehochanan, had married the daughter of Meshulam, the son of Barachah. Also, they reported his good deeds before me and reported my words to him. Tobiah sent letters to frighten me. They were all in conspiracy against Nehemiah. You got to be prepared for conspiracies, brothers and sisters. Even some brothers and sisters. Especially when you're doing what's right. The work of the Most High. And if you're getting into it to be in a popularity contest, you want to be popular. You want to be liked. You're getting into this for the wrong reason. You want to get in this because you love the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And you thirst after righteousness. Otherwise, when come up against, you may be fleeing because your mind ain't right. Well, that ends that chapter. Tomorrow, we're going to get into a lot of name calling. I'm not saying name calling. I don't call people out their name. There's a lot of names that we're going to get into. A whole lot of names. Believe you me. So, it was a pleasure to me to bring the word of the Most High, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to you. So you can get some perspective in your own lives and know what decisions to make. And not overreact sometimes, but react properly. Meaning humbling yourself before the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And thus, he would give you wisdom and understanding in order to handle any given situation. But if you lean to your own understanding, as I said, you just may be like a running dog and not complete your task. Okay? Hope you enjoyed that. I enjoyed reading it to you. And sometimes it makes you want to throw your hands up and holler, just like this song I'm about to play, especially if you're not trusting in the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Enjoy this lovely song, brothers and sisters. I'll be right back. And this is Real Talk for Real People. May the Most High bless you.
Everybody thinks we're on the mother. Who are they to judge us? Mother, mother, simply call the sweet where I am on the mother.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Brother Yom Suf, may the Most High bless you. Shalom. Your phone is on mute. Can't hear you, bro.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry, y'all. May the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob bless you. Thank you, Kadria, for notifying me that my mic was on mute. Listeners, let me repeat, Cartrell, my brother and friend from New York City, will expound upon what we just read and studied. And also, he would throw in some Psalms and expound and study upon that. And after he's done with that, we don't have anyone else, I would throw in some Proverbs, that's the icing on the cake. So you would stop throwing your hand up in despair, and you would throw your hand up to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Thus, you would get some solution and an antidote. As brother Nehemiah did. We want you to get the same solutions and answer them. Katria, may the Most High bless you. Brother, you got the mic.
I praise y'all. Giving honor and praise to the Most High. Looking into this prophet Nehemiah, he was laser focused on doing the work that the Most High had given him. And he didn't allow anything to stop him. Not his enemies on the outside. No, the Israelites that was trying to undercut him from the inside. And we can take a lesson from that.
True be told.
That we need to stay laser focused on the work that Yah has given us to do. It ain't quite what these brothers are doing, but He has given us the work that we have to do.
Exactly.
We have to be laser focused.
Exactly.
So we see people trying to stall the work. We're building another temple. Tobiah and Sambalat. And again, Nehemiah prayed to the Most High that he would give him strength against these adversaries that continually try to stop them from doing the work of the Most High. Yesterday, we saw that they had problems with their own brothers, but they didn't go to the Most High and pray to him against their own brothers. They spoke directly to their own brothers and straightened the situation out. Here, we see that he's not really having any dialogue except through the letters that he's writing it back. You're making this stuff in your mind, and you're taking this back to the king, and you're only lying on me. And the king will know that you're lying on me because the king knows who I am. And I put my trust in Yah. But we see the character of Nehemiah, and he did not allow his enemy or his brothers to sidetrack him or set him off in the wrong direction. But it's a nice, short, sweet chapter. And we see how our father dealt with the enemy.
Right, and responded accordingly. Right, didn't lean to their own understanding. Responded accordingly. Right.
But yeah, we always have enemies that are trying to stop the progress of our progress and our connection with Yah. But we got to be laser focused. Just like Nehemiah and Ezra, Daniel, and all the rest of them. Because we see, even in the midst of captivity, the Most High was with them. And when they pray, he answered their prayer. So we in captivity, under this universal white racist supremacist domination,
Right.
And the Most High is with us if we connect with Him, like our ancient fathers do when they were in direct.
Exactly. Well, Cartrell?
That's basically it, brother.
Well, right. Do you have a nice Psalms for us? But I got the second chapter of Proverbs I'm going to drop on us.
It is always inspiration in the book of Proverbs.
Yeah, I got that. I'm going to drop on us. Well, you want me to drop it on us first or come after you?
It's up to you, huh?
It's up to you, huh?
Okay, well, send them out. I'm going to drop it on you then.
All right.
Turn to chapter 2 of the book of Proverbs, and you will understand the value of wisdom. You have to have it in order to survive, in order to enhance and improve your life. You had to have some wisdom. And it says, my son or daughter, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you, my commands within you, so that you have a propensity to incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding, understand some things, understand what you're talking about, understand what you're doing. Yes, if you cry out for discernment, you got to cry out for wisdom and discernment and understanding. You got to ask the Most High for wisdom, understanding, and discernment. And lift up your voice for understanding. Lift up your voice to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob for understanding. If you seek her diligently, like you were digging for silver, if you search for her as for hidden treasures, you got to look hard. Then you will understand the fear of the Elohim. Then you will understand me and find the knowledge of the Elohim. For the Elohim gives wisdom. You can't get it from your college. You can't get it from your frat brothers. You can't get it from your friends. You can't get it from your sister, brother, or any other. The Elohim's, Yah gives wisdom. You got to ask for it. You got to seek it diligently. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. You got to have some upright. Get right in you. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. He guards the path of justice. He reserves the way of his saints. Then you will understand righteousness and justice, equity in every good path, every good thing. When wisdom enters your heart, your mind, and knowledge is pleasant to your soul, discretion would preserve you, as in the case of Nehemiah. Understanding will keep you, as in the case of Nehemiah. I will deliver you from the way of evil, in the case of Nehemiah. For the man who speaks perverse things, presumptuous, who leans to their own understanding, for those who leave the path of righteousness, lean into their own understanding. To walk in the way of darkness, lean into their own understanding. Who rejoice in doing evil, lean into their own understanding. And delight in the perversity of the wicked, lean into their own understanding. Whose ways are crooked, lean into their own understanding. Who are devious in their past, lean into their own understanding. To deliver you from the immoral woman, you will know what type of women to pick, or what type of men to pick, because you ain't leaning to your understanding. You're making decisions based upon the information I provided for you. You're picking your men and women based upon the information I provided for you. So you can make a discernment whether that's a good man or a good woman. From the seductress who flatters with her words, she talks sweet, or he talks sweet. He look all fine. She look all fine. But she or he is just superficial. There is nothing to them. And he goes on to explain why. Forsake
hey, brother
companion.
Yansu.
Yo.
This could be talking about nations too.
Yeah.
Because we be seduced.
Truth be told. It could be a cruel approach. It could be a personal approach. It could be an approach to other nations.
We all should be self-evident that all men are created equal. And they are endowed by their creator.
Oh, that's real seductress. That's real flattering.
Flattering words.
That's all. But there is no substance to them. They're simply flattering words. I mean, come on, we listen to these words for 400 years, or the words to that effect, for 400 years. Oh, yeah, we're going to give it to you. We're going to give you 40 acres and a mule. And what did they do? They didn't give you no 40 acres and a mule. They built a military bases with traitors and terrorists' names on them. That's what they thought about you. That's how much they thought about you. They placated terrorists and traitors before they wanted to do the right thing by you. Oh, their words are flattering. Oh, yeah. God, land of liberty, and free and justice for all. Very flattering. But no substance to them. No substance.
Not at all.
And I will continue. Who forsake the companions of her youth and forgets the covenant of her Elohim. For her house leads down to death, her path to the dead. None who go to her return, nor do they regain the path of life. So you may walk in the way of goodness. That's what wisdom, understanding, and discernment and discretion is for. So that you may walk in the way of goodness. And that comes from me. That's looking at me. That's not leaning on you. Because if you lean on you, you're going to get caught up. Okay? And it keep you in the path of righteousness, wisdom, and understanding. For the upright will dwell in the land. And the blameless will remain in it. But the wicked will be cut off from the earth. And the unfaithful will be uprooted from it. Listen to flattering words of men and women and nations. You got to put your trust in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who gives pure wisdom, pure understanding, pure discretion, so you can be prudent in your approach. As in the case of Nehemiah, when a lie was brought to him and a lie was told to him, yeah, we lying on you, Nehemiah. We want you to know we lying on you because we want to get you discombobulated. But Nehemiah, not leaning to his own understanding, placing his trust in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and didn't get all rattled. He prayed to the Most High God. He got the wisdom and the understanding and discretion that he needed, and he moved forward. In the case of you, listeners, stop letting people throw you off course, broadside you with their flattering words, and you lean into your own understanding. Them promise you the land of liberty, and so on and so forth. Or personally speaking, in your personal life, if it's some guy, if it's some woman whom have not the Most High God of understanding in them, what do you expect from that? If they don't have the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in them, what do you expect from them truly? You can expect nothing from them. So you cannot expect nothing from nations. And in your personal life, nations that are and people that are empty of the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you can expect nothing from them also. Stop leaning to your own understanding. And you get that wisdom and understanding not by going to a college, not by your frat brothers or sisters, not from your mama, brother, sister, any other. It says wisdom and understanding. It comes from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And you have to seek it diligently, just like you're seeking silver. And when you get on your knees at night, you know your thinker is broken. When you're asking for a new thinker, would that new thinker ask the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob for wisdom and understanding and discretion so you would know how to move and comport yourself within any given situation? That's in the case of Nehemiah, which we just read. May the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob bless you by the reading and studying of his word. Brother Morey Cartier, my friend and brother, you got the mic, you got the songs, let's hear it.
Yes, my brother, Yamstu Ari.
Thank you very much, my brother.
Psalms 25.
Okay, I'm turning. You bear with me.
And in the book of Psalms 25.
Psalms 20. You getting there, listeners? Okay. I about got there.
We can see that King David was of a certain mindset.
Okay. Yeah, he was of a certain mindset? Okay. Okay.
Right. King David was of a certain mindset.
The same kind of mindset we got to have. You know why, Cartrell? You know why we got to have that same mindset? Because the Most High God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob said, this man is a man after my own way of thinking. I like him.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right.
So it would be prudent of you to try to get a mind just like King David, your king.
And guess what?
What's that, brother?
Nehemiah had a mind like King David.
I believe so, brother. He didn't act rashly. He didn't act rashly. He didn't lean to his own understanding. Always, brother always remained cool, calm, and collected.
Just like King David.
Just like King David.
And anytime he had trouble, he did the same thing King David did.
Always cool, calm, and collected.
Yep. But he's ready to fight.
Oh, yeah. When the Most High let him loose on you. Say no more. When the Most High released the beast. But here's the thing I like about it. See, with King David, Dawood, that was not his first tool in the box. For some of y'all who are violent prone and violent and always thirst after violence, that was not King David's first resort. He had King Saul within his grasp in a cave. King Saul had to relieve himself. King Saul went in the cave and King David was hiding in the cave. I think he cut some of his garment off and said, Hey, I could have got up with you. But you're the Most High anointed. That's why I didn't get up with you. All right, leave me alone. Leave me alone. You see what I'm saying, brothers? That is not your first resort. Violence is not your first resort. Always trust in the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, first and foremost. Okay? All right, Katya, I'm sorry, my brother. I digress and get into these tangents, okay?
Oh no. It's important. It's important.
Mm-hmm.
Because we see with Prophet Nehemiah, he didn't have to lift his sword, but he was ready to do it. Right?
Right.
So the answer to his problems was always Jah. Because he could have went to battle with Sanballat.
Well, he had the authority. He had the authority for all intents and purposes.
He was the governor.
He was the governor of the whole region. So he could have been basically... Right.
I didn't take the governor's portion from y'all. Everybody before me who was governor took a tax from y'all. And ever since I've been made governor, I didn't take no tax from y'all. Matter of fact, I fed y'all.
I cooked the ox. I cooked six choice lambs.
Got 150
and I had
people
chickens and some
table.
Ducks and some whatnot.
No,
and
he
then every 10 days,
no,
every 10
ducks,
days...
Bro.
Right. Well, I don't know what they are. I know they were fouls. I know what
they wasn't
eating
no
fouls.
Ducks.
I don't know what they were, Cocktail. I don't know what they were. But I know they were some fouls. They were some pheasants or something. They were some turkeys.
Quail, chicken, turkey.
Yeah, quail.
We can't eat duck, bro.
We can't eat duck?
No.
Oh, because they got that whale feet. That's right. They got whale
feet.
Here
you go. You know.
Right. Yeah, okay. Listeners. I don't go by no duck and said I told you a lie. I'm just talking, but I'm staying corrected because my brother corrected me in love, and I'm telling you in love. Don't go by no duck. Get you some turkey, get you some chicken or whatnot, or get you some pheasants or whatnot, but no well-feeded animal. Okay?
Here we go.
Can't eat. Okay.
But yes, my man Nehemiah, the prophet, he took care of his people. The right way and righteousness.
Exactly.
And his enemies couldn't touch him.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have to, you know, do battle with them. The Most High was looking out for him because his heart was right. Matter of fact, they finished the wall, didn't they?
Exactly.
In spite of all the opposition that they had, they finished the wall. And it was sisters and brothers that were included. But I digress. King Solomon's wisdom, King David's wisdom, King David's prayer, King
right.
David's communication with our Creator, and his relationship that he had with our God.
Right.
Unto thee, O
Yah,
do I lift up my soul. O my Elohim, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Yah. Teach me thy path. That's what we want to know. We want to know Yah's ways, and we want to know Yah's path. That's why we're studying chapter by chapter, prophet by prophet.
Book by book, verse by verse.
Book by book. Show me thy ways. And the more we study it, the more we become familiar, right? We see the path.
Exactly.
We know the diagnosis,
but
then we know the antidote.
It may sound redundant, cousin, and I do apologize for interrupting you, my brother and friend. And it may sound redundant, but there is no redundancy other than the fact it is redundant. But there's always valuable lessons to learn when you're reading the word of the Most High God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. Because you'll go past the midst of that day, 5 weeks later, 10 weeks later, you'll go by the same verse and pick up something. It's true.
And you know why redundancy is important?
Why so, brother?
Because none of this stuff matches up with the New Testament.
Truth be told. And that's why they said everything's off. No, it ain't off. What you're trying to compare with it is off. Okay? It ain't off. You're trying to match up something that was not designed to match up with the Most High Word. You can't match up with the Most High Word. That's why you don't tell folk to go study. You tell people to do hopscotch. Oh, do some hopscotch over there. And now, don't read it. No, don't read all that. No, you don't get confused.
And believe.
Don't read all that now. Y'all don't need to read all that. Just pick up that little verse right there and jump on back over here. Okay?
So in the redundancy that we've been reading, it doesn't match up with Christianity, does it?
No, it does not.
Not at all.
Nope, not at all.
So the most
I tell you what match up with Christianity. You know what match up with it? Universal white race supremacy.
Oh yeah.
It matches up perfectly with it.
Mm-hmm. Turn the other cheek.
Yeah.
Well, so I didn't say turn the other cheek. He said eye for eye, tooth for foot, half and half, foot for foot.
Right.
Eye for eye, hand for hand, two for two, foot for foot. He didn't say turn the other cheek now.
Did you see him on TV, brother? Did you see him on TV with that doctrine? The man killed his wife, raped their little daughter, cut his little baby head off, and they in the courtroom talking about, I forget it, man, you crazy as hell. I'm getting at it. I'm going to catch a charge and get at it. Okay? Y'all crazy as hell talking about, I forgive you. Let me hug you. Yeah, let me hug you because I'm going to choke the hell out of you. You let me hug you. You'd have killed my wife, raped my daughter, and bashed my little baby head upside the wall. And then, Jesus told me to forgive. Jesus told me to turn the other cheek. Okay. All right. I ain't turning no other cheek. All right?
So you know what happened to those four cops that put pressure on our brother George Floyd, and he died, right?
It what happened to him? Ain't nothing happened to him.
Life.
Yeah, life. Now that's what I would require for mine. I want all four.
Life for life.
I want all four of them. Not only Shannon, I want the other three too. And I'm gonna put them headbusters on them.
Oh.
I'm gonna send my boys after.
The headbusters.
I'm gonna give a head start. Yeah. They ain't of our nation. I don't think I got to get him a head start. they don't get that liberty. They don't get that liberty to run to the sanctuary city. No. Right, not
so there's
them.
Nowhere to really run.
Well, if we were in our land, hypothetically speaking, but I'm just like I'm just like J.H. Wentworth. I want it, and I want it now. According
Jay-Z
to my
Wentworth.
Yeah, Jay-Z Wentworth. I want it, and I want it now. You done raped my wife. You done killed my wife. You done killed my daughter. You done raped my daughter. And you done bashed
my
little
brother,
baby head upside. No, I want it now. I ain't waiting for you to get to heaven and the Lord take care of you. Jesus take care of you now. I want you now.
Turn the other cheek.
Oh, is that right?
Yep.
See how that's been working for you for 400 years and counting. You've been turning the other cheek for 400 years and counting. Where's that gotten you? Nowhere. Quick, fast, in a hurry. I'm going to tell you this, listeners. And I'm going to tell you this
you know
on Real Talk and Real People Show. No, I'm going to tell everybody this on Real Talk and Real People Show.
You know what it
now,
got?
You can't do what I do, but I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to hurt you. I'm going to hurt you real bad. I'm going to defend mine. I'm going to defend my women. I'm going to defend my children. I'm going to defend my baby. And I'm going to put you, they're going to be walking slow and singing low for you. It's just that simple. I'm going to get at you. I ain't turning the other cheek. Now, you laugh all you want to cut down. I'm not playing. Now. I'm not playing.
But Yamsu.
Yo.
You know what? Turning the other cheek got us?
Just what we had today. Begging. Please don't kill me. My hands up. Please don't kill me. I'm selling a cigarette. Please
I'm
going to
tell you
the
answer,
me.
Man.
Yeah. Okay. Give me the answer. Give me the answer.
Turn the other cheek has gotten us two broken jaws.
List up in a tree. And a bomb dropped on us in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Okay? That's what
two
got
broken
us.
Jaws, bro.
Man, I just don't have that spirit. I mean, I ain't looking for trouble, brothers and sisters, on the Real Talk for Real People show. But I ain't running away from none either. I'm not running under my, I'm not hiding under my woman's skirt. Why you beat my woman, you rape my daughter, and you bash my little child, hit up, I'm going down, and you going down with me too. And you better bring four, five ropes when you bring a rope. Okay?
So brother, y'all
on me. Yo, I'm listening.
Do you think that the prophet Moses would have killed one of these cops today?
If Moses was walking by and he wouldn't have said nothing, he'd run into him.
I'm sure.
If the prophet Moshe had seen
that police officer kneeling in that brother's neck, he would have killed him.
Exactly. And don't forget Joshua and Caleb. Not with Joshua. No, I don't think so. So what I'm saying, I want the brothers and sisters to listen to this. You can't do what I do, okay? You have to pray to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. What should you do? I done already made that prayer. Me and the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob have come to some agreement on that. And he said, Yamsu, don't go looking for trouble, but defend yourself at all costs. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to defend myself. I'm going to defend my family. And it's going down. I ain't looking for no trouble, but I ain't running from none either. Oh, it's true. So get your marching orders. I got mine.
So our modern day enemy don't know who we are. They know who we are, but we don't know who we are.
Yes, the problem. That's the problem.
So if we knew who we were, we would not be turning the other cheek.
No. Well, you know what, Cartrell? You know what, Cartrell? Listeners, I'm just like the Hebrew Mr. Rogers of the neighborhood. Welcome to the neighborhood, boys and girls. I'm just like that. But then again, you put your hand on my woman. You put your hand on my children. You put your hand on me. I'm going to be Nightmare on Elm Street, okay? Oh, it's true. I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to be Nightmare on Elm Street.
Now, listen, anything in nature, they use that same law. You go try to pick up a lion cub or a bear cub or even a duck chick and see if the mother don't attack you.
Yeah. Even a duck. The other day, I was coming home, Akatria, listeners. I was coming home, and I saw this bird, and he was flying and hitting that little squirrel upside the head. I guess that squirrel went somewhere around that nest. Boy, that squirrel had it bad, or that squirrel was running left and right. And that sparrow was hitting that bird. I said, I don't know. That sparrow was hitting that squirrel. I said, I don't know what that squirrel did, but he didn't mess with the wrong bird. Truth be told, that squirrel
I seen
wrong
eagle.
Yeah.
Mess with some crow nests. You
right.
know what the crows did?
They attacked that eagle. They got him on waiting there, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. They kept whooping on him. He was posted up on the edge of a building.
Right.
They were swooping, attacking him until they knocked him off the building.
You lying, bro.
No, I wish I had a camera, man. I wish I had a camera.
They knocked him off the building.
They knocked the eagle off the building. They were dead serious. I wish I had a camera.
I bet your mouth was open like, wow.
Yeah, it's National Geographic, straight up, right in the hood.
But
that's the law of nature. When you threaten, you have to defend yourself. And we've been threatened for 400 years. And we haven't risen up to revolution or rebellion to overthrow democracy and our oppression. We haven't done that. Matter of fact, we've been trying to get in the fitting. And they've been taking advantage of that and just blowing us away like it ain't no problem.
Exactly. Like I can do it. I can do it because I want to do it. And ain't nothing you can do about it.
There you go.
But, you know, that just has not been my nature. It has not been my nature to let you take my life. I've been in these type situations. Now, as speaker, I've been in situations on several occasions. Gun pointed right at my head. And you know what? And it went so slow and surreal. It was just my mind slowed down. My mind slowed down thanks to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And it started clicking and thinking. I mean, it was coming from all ends. I've been in these situations that it was a life and death situation. And I knew that if I didn't make a move or act in a right move, I was going to be dead. And I know for certain on two different occasions. And thanks to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, my mind slows down. When I'm in a situation like that, where my life is at stake, the life of my family or friends, my mind slows down and it starts looking at all options. And most of those options, you're gonna get hurt. But how hurt you gonna get is what that option called for. And sometimes you gotta put them down. And sometimes you gotta put the hurt on. And so, like I said, listeners, I'm not telling you, I'm not suggesting that you do that. What I am suggesting is you go to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and get you some wisdom and understanding and some discretion and learn how to act accordingly. Because I'm not looking for trouble first and foremost. I'm not looking to facilitate violence first and foremost. I ain't looking for no trouble, but I'm not running from any either. Okay? They won't catch young Sue sitting up in a tree, hanging up in a tree. By himself. Now, they probably get him, but he won't be by himself. There are going to be trails that they drug somebody with him there, too. I'm not passive like that. I'm not turning the other cheek like that. It's going to be all out war. I don't care what you got. It's going to be all out war.
So well, we see the readings that we're reading, that our ancient fathers put the Most High in all their battles and all their problems and all their distress and all their trials and tribulations. And
right.
That's what I do. I live in New York. You heard of Stop and Frisk?
Right.
You heard of Stop and Frisk?
Yeah, I heard it. Did they get you?
Oh, come on, man. Come on.
How many times?
Did they get me? How many times did they get me?
In front of folks and humiliating you and
oh, yeah.
Talking all crazy to you, and you ain't even a criminal.
And got nothing on me. You just put me in handcuffs because you suspect something.
Right. Well, contrary in your case, I'm sure that wasn't the case. In my case, they probably wouldn't have been off the mark because I was a bad guy. So in my case, they would have been true to stop me. But in your case, no. In my case, yeah. And even in what I'm saying, even in regards to police officers, I've had confrontation with them. And I wouldn't pass it with them. I can speak on two occasions. It just ain't my nature. It just ain't my nature. I mean, I just can't do that. I can't just let you get up on me. I had a police officer one time hit me in the back seat. Contrary, I'm asking him a simple question. And it was a brother. I said, "Officer, what are you pulling me over? Why you got me in the back seat?" And this was a brother, as I said, like we read about in Netheriah, a brother. And you know what this brother said to me? "Shut your MF mouth up." And my mind slowed down. My mind slowed down.
Well, and my mouth, you got off easy.
No. That wasn't the end of something. My mind slowed down. I said, what you just said to me? I said, "You shut my mouth up, punk. You shut my mouth up, tough guy. Let the door out. I'll beat the brakes off you." And the Asian officer, he came and got me out of the car. I said, "Come on, man, let me take you." I said, "I don't know who this fool thinks he's talking to. I'm a grown man just like you're a grown man. Shut my mouth up. I asked you a simple question, man. Who you think you're talking to?" I'm sorry, listen, I do digress. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Cadre.
Sorry, but you got up easy. Because I was coming from a party from my cousin's house one evening, riding the train. And I had some bags between my legs. The train was completely empty. It was about three or four people in the train car.
Right.
A police officer walked through the car. He kicks my foot.
He did it on purpose?
Yeah. And tell me to get my stuff out the aisle. My sugar honey IT out the aisle. I'm like, "Officer, nobody on the train."
Right.
He was like, "Show me some ID." I'm like, "Show you some ID?"
Right.
You know, he snatched me up and punched me in my face.
You lying, man.
Took me off the train and arrested me.
For nothing.
I was 17 years old, son.
For nothing.
Punched me in my face.
Mm.
Like, "Officer, what did I do?" No answer. No nothing.
You didn't do nothing.
When I got to the precinct, they told me to stand in the corner. I'm like, "Stand in the corner? I'm not standing in the corner." Dude punched me in my face.
Again?
No, that was the first time. He took me up the stairs.
Right.
They handcuffed me, took me to this room, told me to stand in the corner. I'm like, "Stand in the corner? What do I do?" Dude punched me in my face.
Again?
Held me all night. And let me go in the morning, no charging.
I know. Was your mama worried?
Yeah, she was worried. That's the one call I made. Like, "Remo, they arrested me for no reason. I'm down here locked up for no reason. I'm coming for my cousin Ari's house."
Right.
And this dude just rolled up on me like that. Kicked my foot. Asked me for ID.
Was it an enemy officer?
I was a Latino brother.
Okay.
But he was around our enemies.
Right. And he's been influenced just like our brothers be around our enemies. They're influenced by their behavior. And that's why they treat us in this. And that's why that officer told me, "Shut my mouth up." And I was older than him. I said, "I'm a man just like you, a man. You shut my mouth up, chump." You know what I mean? I'm ready for whatever, man. I'm a grown man. You don't tell me shut up. But
it's like, I didn't really have no fear of them.
Man, I didn't
got the gun.
Right.
Punch him in my face.
I didn't either. Right. That's why I've called him that. I remember this redhead guy to the day I die.
Well,
I called him so many names.
I kept my mouth quiet because I know about police brutality.
Right.
And they'll beat you up. They'll kill you.
Man, they'll do whatever.
Come up with some BS excuse.
Yeah, they will.
I had to use wisdom. And
the judge,
be going in the morning.
I can have, Yet I get out of town, the judge say, yeah, you did whatever they said you did. How you know you wouldn't even there? Yeah, you must have did something wrong. You must have did whatever they said you did.
Yeah.
That's how I just flattering words. Flattering words, brothers and sisters. Truth be told.
Well, for me, I go to these songs just like King David.
Mm-hmm.
And his prayers are uplifting, they're powerful, and give you spiritual strength.
Exactly.
So the fourth verse of the 25th chapter of Psalm, let me read it real quick. He says,
okay.
Show me thy ways, O Yah. Teach me thy path. Lead me in thy truth. And teach me, for thou art Elohim, of the Elohim of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Yah, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercies, remember thou me, for thy goodness' sake, O Yah. Good and upright is Yah. Therefore, he teach sinners in the way. That's what we hope, because we are sinners. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. So we have to achieve meekness. We have to get rid of
humility.
Pride and arrogancy that
humility.
We had. Yes, humility.
And listen,
all the
don't
path.
Get it twisted. Don't get it twisted, listeners. I'm very humble. I'm the most lackable person in the world. If you see me, you said, man, that guy, like, he had me laughing and whatnot. But I'm just like King David in some respects, too. Don't push my buttons. I ain't looking for trouble, but I ain't running from none either. Just like King David said, I come looking for peace, and y'all want war. I'm going to give you what you're looking for then. Okay. That's all I'm saying. I'm sorry, Kadri. You know I do digress. My apologies, my dear brother. Did you finish your thought?
No.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
The Most High says the meek shall inherit the earth. And we have to achieve meekness, humility, like you said. And that's not a weak thing. That's not a soft thing. That's a thing we have understanding with power. Understanding with power. You just don't abuse the power that you have. You use your power for good. And that's meekness.
Exactly.
People that got power, they be going off and abusing people and, you know, just crushing people in their path.
Right.
And that's not that's not meekness.
No.
Meekness is when you are in a better position than others, but you don't, like, flex that. You help people even get to your level or above your level. That's meekness.
Right.
Anyway, it says, all the paths of Yah are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. So we should be walking the path of mercy and truth, just like Yah. We want Yah to have mercy on us. We got to have mercy on each other. But we don't have mercy on each other. Somebody do you wrong, you're going to remember that brother or that sister for life. And you're never going to forgive them. But no, Yah forgives us and gives us a second chance. And that's what we have to have, mercy and truth.
Right.
He said, for thy name's sake, O Yah, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. So King David, his iniquities were what? He said,
great.
He ain't the perfect man. And none of us are perfect men or women. And we have to acknowledge that our iniquities and our transgressions and our sins are great, because we're not anywhere near close to what the Most High has instructed us to do. So our iniquities are great, but we have to acknowledge it. Don't act like you're so righteous that you don't have to acknowledge your sin.
True.
It said, what man is there that fears Yah?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to say?
I have to concur with what John just read. Neither one of us is something special. That's for certain.
Oh. Yeah, we got a lot to learn and a lot to clean up. It says, what man is there that fears Yah? I know I do. I know you do. All of us are supposed to be fearing Yah, who made the sun, the moon, the stars, the heavens, and the earth. Every living being should fear Yah. But if you don't fear Yah, you walking around like you God or somebody, then you walking the wrong path. Every man should fear God. Every woman should fear God. Every child should fear the Creator who made the heavens and the earth. Because he can shut it down anytime he wants, right? He can stop the sun.
Anytime
shining.
He wants.
He can stop
any
the moon.
One of us
he can stop the stars. And who could question them on it? Right?
Nobody.
Who could question them on it? Like, yeah, why you shut the sun down? Who told you to do that?
Exactly.
He said, him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his feet shall inherit the earth. So yesterday we read how, you know, you have peace and tranquility when you know Yah. And your soul should be at ease when you're connected with Yah. Not only you, but your children too. And it says your children shall inherit the earth. The secret of Yah is with them that fear him. And he shall show them his covenant. My eyes are ever towards Yah, but he shall pluck my feet out of the net. And all of our feet are in the net.
True.
Coronavirus, police brutality, oppression, poor housing, poor education, poor health care.
You name it,
caught.
You name it, I call it.
Prison system, we caught in the net.
Yep.
But our eyes have to be what? Forever towards Yah. For he shall pluck our feet out of the net. We can't get out ourselves. We trapped.
No.
Like fish in the net. He's the one that's going to cut the net. Turn thee unto me, Israel, and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. We want Yah to turn to us because we are what? Desolate and afflicted, and we need Yah's mercy. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. Oh, bring thou me out of my distress. And if you ain't in distress under this coronavirus and in this captivity, then you're living in a fantasy.
Keep living. Keep living. Because this coronavirus ain't playing. America ain't playing.
Right. America
ain't playing.
Right.
White supremacy ain't playing. If you ain't under stress, keep living.
Yeah. While we keep crying out, keep marching and protesting if we ain't under distress. It ain't happened to me. Oh, well, wait till it happens to you.
Exactly.
Because it's just right around the corner. These people, they hate us. They want to kill us. We're under direct distress. Look upon our affliction and our pain, yes, and forgive all of our sins. Consider my enemies, for they are many, and they that hate me with cruel hatred. Yeah, why do these people hate us? What do we do to them?
Nothing.
Did we make them slaves? Did we rape their women? Did we hang them from trees? Did we call them names like nigger, black, coon, double bunny, monkey? Did we do that?
No.
What do we do that they hate us? What do we do? Tell me.
You know what we did is because who we are.
That's all we did?
Yeah, just
born,
who you are.
We born who we are?
Yeah, because who y'all are. And that's why.
And what do you say? They hate us with a cruel hatred. How you got your knee in your man's neck for 8 minutes?
That's cruel hatred.
Handcuffed.
That's
cruel,
cruel
brother. That's cruel.
That's cruel hatred.
You won't want that done to anybody in your family, would you?
Man, they catch you on a dog like that. You going downtown.
Oh, man.
They catch you on
cruel hatred.
They catch you on Lassie like that. You going downtown, man.
So we asking Yah, consider the cruel hatred we under. These people have no right to hate us. Matter of fact, they benefited off our lives, off the work we've done, off the slavery that benefited them. What hatred can you have for us? Ku Klux Klan, neo-Nazi skinhead, CIA, FBI, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Donald Trump.
Yeah. What's up with the hatred?
Yeah,
cruel hatred.
For sure.
We don't hate y'all like that, do we?
Nah.
Do we hate them like that?
We too busy trying to survive.
And trying to love them.
Yeah.
We trying to love people that got a cruel hatred for us.
Isn't that insane?
We trying to love a people and be a part of a people that got a cruel hatred for us in 2020.
Isn't that over $20? Over a fake $20 deal.
Yeah. Come on, man. It ain't that extreme. Ain't that
Where's
much hatred
the
in the world. Oh, what?
Where's the
it
love?
Is.
A
cruel
Where's
hatred.
The love?
They're never going to love us.
Nah.
They're never going to love us.
Nah.
Until we're gone. They won't miss the well until the well runs dry.
Let me tell you, if 400 years hadn't proven it to you, Ain't nothing going to prove it to you. Ain't nothing Cartrell's going to say to you. Ain't nothing I'm going to say to you. Ain't nothing your God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob going to say to you. Because you're lying to yourselves and are each other. And that is your downfall, lying to yourselves and are each other. And 400 years in county, and they're doing the very same thing, and they need a law to tell them to stop. And even when they get a law to tell them to stop, they'll go around that law and keep doing it. Come on now. Stop it. Cartrell, did you finish your reading?
Cruel hatred. They got our people plugged in to the democracy. Go out and vote. We need change. And y'all going to be standing out there in that coronavirus with long lines because they're trying to suppress your vote.
That's what they want you to do.
Your votes don't count.
That's what they want you to do.
Dead. Stand out there. Don't do no social distancing. Don't vote for me.
No. Y'all pack up that line. Pack up that line.
Black voters. You're black voters.
I love our people. Mm-mm.
And they hate us with a cruel hatred. Oh, keep our soul and deliver us. Let us not be ashamed, for we should put our trust in Yah. I know I put my trust in Yah. Let integrity and uprightness preserve us, for we wait on thee. Are you waiting on Yah? Who's waiting on Yah? Raise your hand.
I'm not waiting on the law. I'm not waiting on one of their laws that they can circumvent and go around whenever they get ready. They've been doing it. So why should I trust them with their laws?
I sure ain't waiting for Jesus neither.
No, I ain't waiting on that neither.
Okay. I'm waiting on Yah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some people waiting on the wrong thing. It says redeem Israel, O Elohim. Jesus can redeem Israel. Only Elohim can redeem Israel.
Us. And that's why King David is asking, right? Out of all their troubles.
How many troubles?
All of their
troubles. How many?
All of their troubles.
So no matter what trouble we face, I guess what happens. If we connect with Yah, he's going to deliver us out of every one of them.
Truth be told. Coronavirus, universal white race supremacy, and anything else for that matter. Truth
Police
be told.
State, all that. Whatever they want to throw at us, we will be redeemed out of our troubles. Whether it's famine, plague, pestilence, or sword, trust me, out of all his trouble, Yah is our redeemer. He's gonna take us back. It's like he did with Egypt. But we gotta be on that path, y'all. We gotta be on the path waiting for Yah, not any other idol or man or religious doctrine that we've been taught. We have to wait on the God of our fathers. And we see how he worked with us, with Ezra, with Nehemiah, with Moses, with Joshua, and the list goes on. We have to know the remedy. And we have the remedy because he's given it to us.
Exactly. Well, Cartrell, we have the lady with the licking stick, Imai with the licking stick, Imai Wendy Pettis. Would you love to bring on?
Oh, no doubt.
Okay, Imai Wendy Pettis, may the Most High bless you, love. Your mic is hot.
Yeah,
Shalom.
Imai Wendy Pettis, may the Most High bless you.
Shalom, my brothers. Listen, Brother Ron, I heard you speaking about something that have happened to, were you talking about something that happened recent, or were you referring to something that happened a long time ago?
Let me, long time ago, I was a little bad boy, and I was a little a bad young man.
No, I'm talking about you said what you would do was to protect your family. The case of the man, you said he raped the wife and the daughter and
killed
the baby?
I was making up a hypothetical.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to say, I missed that horrible mess. When in the world did that happen?
No, I was using a hypothetical, sister.
Oh,
if someone,
I'm sorry.
I'm not turning the other cheek. And I'm not coming on national news.
It would take all the bad news.
Right.
But I want to say, how are you brothers doing? And you sure right. They can make every law They can make all the laws they want to, and these dirty low-down suckers are gonna find ways to get around, and they're going to find ways to make excuses for them. Just like they shoved that man. They knew that that man didn't fall. He was standing tall until they shoved him. Talk about, oh, he tripped. He didn't trip enough. And then he didn't even want to let one of his men check him, telling
cold
him,
blood.
move on.
Cold blooded.
But he could have killed that man, knocking him back there like that.
Exactly.
Donald Trump called him a terrorist, a 75-year-old terrorist.
But you know what, brothers? I know. When I seen him shove him, I said, "Oh, he mad that this white man is even out there protesting in the first place." I know.
Exactly.
If I could read his mind, I bet you this old creep out here protesting, y'all to have his old white so and so at home. That's what he was mad about. What you doing out here? Your old butt probably ain't you. What you protesting about?
They ain't got no respect for their elders, and they certainly don't have any followers.
I said, you know what? I said somebody should have took and shoved his head down to the concrete.
Yep.
Now push backwards too.
Well, that's to be expected from them.
Yeah, but I wanted to greet you, brothers, and say hello to you, and I just thought, something that had happened, and I was going to say, oh, my goodness, now, where did that happen at? Are these people nuts?
No, man.
Now, you know them children, they found them, that, 17-year-old and that 10-year-old?
Yes,
you heard
the
that
boy
case?
And the girl.
Your girl and brother, right?
Yeah.
Now, you know what's sad to think that the mother might have had something to do with that?
She did.
Yeah.
Because that's their stepfather.
Yeah, she's sick.
Isn't she? And then when they got married a month after, something after his wife died. What in the world? These people are crazy.
And he got married.
She got married
after the children disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
How did this thing? How does this work? His wife died and he married her. Is that how they say it went? This woman didn't even have a chance.
Yeah, from my understanding, his wife died and her husband died, but they think it's foul play on both cases. And they married
on both,
each other
on both ends.
Right.
Well, you know what? I hope they put him in jail and never let him out. Let them both stay in there till they rot.
Truth be told, Ima.
Uh-huh.
Truth be told.
And with that, I'm gonna sign off. And you.
Thank you very much, Ima. May the Most High bless you.
You too, brothers. You too.
Yes, ma'am. Shalom.
Shalom.
Quatrell, any closing remarks, my brother and friend, before we get out of here?
I think that the key word that we got tonight is that the Most High will deliver us out of every trouble, and that's what we've been seeing with the history of our people, that Nehemiah and Ezra and Daniel and Azariah, Ananiah and Mishael and all of our ancient fathers who had trouble, the first thing they did was call on Yah, and he delivered them out of all their troubles. And it's the same pattern for us, because the Most High, whether we know it or not, has delivered us out of a tremendous amount of trouble. We came over here butt naked on slave ships, and they branded us like we were animals. And we're not in that situation here in 2020, even though they try to still, consider us animals and treat us like animals. But we're not in that situation where we, came over here when we first came over here. The Most High is showing us mercy. So we have to connect with Yah like our ancient fathers did to complete the picture, to have our enemies overthrown and Yah get his glory. So it's time for us to get our minds right, our hearts right, with our Creator in a way and in a shape that we're reading here in the scriptures the way our fathers did it, not according to how they taught us in church and what the New Testament says, but according to the word of Yah.
Thank you. Thank you, Kadra. We have one more call before we get out of here. I think Sister Hilva. Sister T, may the Most High bless you.
In Detroit. I just wanted to know if you all know about the National Boycott Day.
I
believe it's
I think I heard something in that regard.
July 7th.
I think I heard something in that regard. Right.
July 7th.
Well, yes. And I'll post it or send it to Brother Samuel or Sister Ima, and for you all to pass it along. But it's a national boycott, and I think that's long overdue.
Right.
Our, even though, you know, we're few in numbers, our money is still very powerful.
Exactly.
So on that day, we're not to buy anything.
Okay.
Okay. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. Thank
Praise
you.
Yah.
And she's
right. She's right. Make your money work for you instead of on you. And we appreciate that, Sister T. And you said, what was that date? What was the date?
July 7th.
July 7th.
Yes.
Nobody buy
I'll
anything.
Send that in, nothing
okay.
on that day. Whatever you need, try to get it the day before.
Okay.
And a lot of people that I know are going to do it. And I know when we stop shopping, they'll listen more.
Truth be told, Iman. Truth be told.
Imagine if we boycotted them for the rest of the time we'd be here and just bought from amongst ourselves.
Exactly.
Right.
That would be better. Well, Sister T, thank you for bringing that information to us. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, sister. Well, listeners, I want to thank my brother, Cartrell from New York City. I want to thank Sister T from Detroit, Michigan. I want to thank Sister Ima Wendy Pettis from Cleveland, Ohio. And most importantly, listeners, I want to thank the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, because without him, there wouldn't be no us. There wouldn't be no me, and there certainly wouldn't be no Real Talk for Real People show. A show that we can get together and discuss the Most High, as we discussed in the case of Nehemiah, in the case of the Psalms, in the case of Proverbs. We try to inundate you with the Word of the Most High, because that is your antidote. That is your solutions. As Cartrell so succinctly pointed out, through him, he would deliver us from all our troubles. Truth be told. Thank you again, Cartrell. Any more remarks? We're going to get ready to get out of here.
No, thank you, Brother Yam Sufari. May the Most High continue to bless and be with you. And,
okay.
Stay strong, brother.
I will, brother. It's been a pleasure.
Yes.
Well, listeners, thank you, brother. May the Most High bless you and direct you to order your steps. Lean not to your own understanding. Why? Because your thinkers are broken. All praises to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Hallelujah. And may you be blessed and lean not to your own understanding. May the Most High bless you. Shalom and good night.
On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy, mercy. All things ain't what they used to be. No, no. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby are alive. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from men? Can't you stand?